our opportunity to meet more frequently than at other times, but the Lord has graciously given us the privilege this morning of gathering around His precious Word, which we trust will be a help and a blessing to all. I don't know if you are quite satisfied with your performance in the year 2004. Put up your hand if you are quite satisfied that all was as well as it ought to have been. You did everything you should have done, and you are satisfied. It was a wonderful year. You made progress in every area of your life, and all is well. Raise your hand. Let me see if we have anybody like that here. I see no upraised hands. That means we could do better. What do you say? I believe we can do better. I believe that God is wanting to help us to do better. And my prayer for you is that the year 2005 will be a good year, a great year, and a better year than 2004. Some of us have some regrets. Some of us have said some things we wish we had not said. Some of us have gone to some places we should not have attended. Some of us have done some things we regret, we're sorry we did them. We apologize to the Lord. We ask His forgiveness, I hope. And He has given us a chance to make a new start. Now, we're starting out in 2005. We praise God for bringing us to this date and time in history. 2005 may be a very important day, a year in the lives of all the inhabitants of planet Earth. We don't know exactly what God has in store for us for 2005. But His way is the best way. God's way is better than man's way. So we want His perfect will to be in our lives, in every area of our lives. Now, there's a scripture I'd like to bring to your attention from the book of James, chapter 4. Just a few verses we'll read here. Verses 6 through to 10. James chapter 4, verses 6 to 10. But He giveth more grace. Thank God He does. He giveth more grace. Wherefore He saith, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. He gives the enablement. He ministers to us that which we do not deserve. He gives grace to the humble. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Has he bothered you during the past year? Satan said anything to you and allured you and tripped you up and tempted you? Well, the Word of God says here, resist him. Resist the devil. He'll flee from you. Now, this is the verse I want you to think of. Draw near to God, and He will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. Be afflicted, mourn, and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to heaviness. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and He shall lift you up. May God bless to our hearts the reading of His word. Christ's sake. You have five fingers in each hand, unless you're like Goliath or one of those giants of old. You have five fingers in each hand. I'm going to give you 5 points, which I hope you will remember. 5 resolutions, which I trust will be of some value to you. There are a lot of people who say, I don't make New Year resolutions. I don't. because before the month of January is out, usually they are broken. I forget about them. It has done me no good. Well, the man who makes the resolution meaningfully, consciously, and determinedly, he makes a resolution, usually he does better than the man who doesn't make a resolution. To resolve simply means to make that decision, that determination, to perform needful duties, a fixation of the heart, a deliberate, conscious action in order to achieve your goals. A resolution. And I'm giving you, how many did I say? Five. I'm going to give you five. We'll go through them as quickly as we can. And if you don't trust your memory to give you a little help with understanding and reminding your own heart of what we're doing here this morning, you have a pencil or a paper or notepad, something, write it down. Five resolutions I'd like you to make. I am not speaking this message to you and to you alone. I speak it to my own heart. Before I come to the platform to deliver a message to the Lord's people, I always deliver that message to myself and ask God to bless it to me and help me to appropriate it, to assimilate it. Help me to understand it. Help me not just to be a hearer and a speaker of the word, but a doer of it. Now, my first resolution. I resolve to establish a closer relationship with the Lord. That's a resolution that I make for 2005. To establish a closer relationship with the Lord. A personal relationship. And this is where what people call where the rubber meets the road, you know? Because if things are not right in your own heart, if things are not right in your own life, things won't be right in your home, things won't be right on the job, things won't be right in the church. You, as an individual, must look at the Word of God, read it, understand it, and apply it. What does the Word say here in verse 8? Draw near to God. And what will He do? He will draw near to you. If He sees that there is the slightest spark of desire in your heart to love Him, to serve Him, to follow Him, He is going to do everything to ensure that you be given the grace to carry out this resolution. So I resolve that for 2005, I want to be closer to Jesus. What about you? You know, down in Jamaica, we sing a lot of choruses. Some of them I've never heard sung in this country. I'm going to give you one. I'm not attempting to give you the tune this morning. But one of the choruses that we used to have among the assemblies there is this. Closer than a brother, my Jesus is to me. Oh my, I'm forgetting some of the words now, but He's my dearest friend. On Him I can depend. In Him alone I see. All I need. He's my shield. Or He's my rock. My shield and hiding place. Closer than a brother, Jesus is to me. And as the congregations in Jamaica sang that chorus, they would clap. And maybe they'd sway their bodies. Closer than a brother. It's meaningful to many of these believers. And I hope it will be meaningful to you too. Because my first resolution for 2005, I resolve to establish a closer relationship with my Lord and my Savior. A personal relationship. And that can be done on condition. Follow now. On condition that I forsake every known sin. Now, look at your life. Look at 2004. All the things you did, was everything right? Above board? Did you walk in holiness before God from January through to December? If not, listen to the word of God through the prophet Isaiah. Let the wicked forsake his way. And unfortunately, I don't know if you've met any of them, but unfortunately, we have some wicked believers. That sounds very contradictory, doesn't it? That's impossible, you say. Unfortunately, some Christians profess, but they don't act like a Christian. I'm not calling any names here. In fact, half of you don't know your names. But there are a lot of people who say, I'm a Christian, I'm saved, I've been baptized, I go to church, I go to break your bread. Are you enjoying a close relationship with our Lord? Do you go to the break your bread service to have communion? Or are you in communion with the Lord from Sunday through to Saturday, every day of the week? We should be. Communion and fellowship with God involves 7 days a week and 24 hours every day. It involves 365 days, or for the leap year, 366 days for the year. Does anybody say amen? There are so many of the Lord's people who do not understand that that personal relationship with Jesus Christ our Savior is of paramount importance. I cannot overemphasize the importance of having a closer walk with God. Sometimes when you come to meetings, you sing, draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to thyself. May that not just be a song, but may it be the prayer of all hearts for the year 2005. It's a big subject. Because the relentless contamination in this wicked world, it requires daily cleansing and a movement away from the frivolities and the vanities that surround us, the pressures of evil that would motivate us to go into paths of sin and shame. They're always pressing upon us. Turn on your television set, turn on your radio, what you hear and what you see. Seems to be a lot of anti-Christian. You don't think of the holiday season. Nobody wants, at least the world doesn't want to hear about Jesus. They don't want Christ in Christmas. They cross him out. Xmas will do. Cross out Christ. No more Merry Christmas. Happy Holidays. And it's provoking and annoying to so many of believers. May God help us to be closer to our blessed Lord. Jesus is precious to me. The Lord Jesus Christ is the one that we love, the one we adore, the one that we hope to see, the one who came 2,000 years ago, and thank God he's coming again. All right, your first resolution. I resolve to establish a closer resolution with my Lord. Personal relationship. Second, I resolve to maintain a biblical testimony in my home. Home life.
What about your home life?
Husbands.
Looking after your wives. Loving the wives as Christ loved the church.
Wives.
Are you sufficient to your old husbands? Are you good homemakers? Are you doing your responsibility?
Parents, what about the children?
Are you training them for God? Are you too busy making money? Are you doing 3 jobs? And
no time for the kids.
Oh, may God help us to check on our home lives.
And I would say in connection with home life,
this is, the Lord says to an ancient king, his name was Hezekiah, God says to him, true servant,
I know you're sick. You're not a well man, but set your house in order. Get things right in your home. Set your house in order. Home life. Young people.
Are you honoring your parents, obedient? Your parents?
How is the relationship
between husband, wife, parents, and children?
How are things in home? Is your home a little bit of heaven down here on earth?
It should be.
You just heard
a while ago that yesterday was my wife's birthday. Happy birthday. God, every day is birthday for us.
You know, I said to her,
see, the Lord has provided us with the whole thing this Christmas season. I'd like to take you up from this restaurant in the water. Let's have a quiet meal.
We have the money. We can do that. I think I'd like that.
So suppose we go to a spot that we've never been before and they have some eating cake.
That's a beautiful place. By the water, romantic settings. Let's go. You know what she says to me? I'm a homebody. I just like to sit around my dining table, or the breakfast table, and enjoy what God has provided. Just you and I. We didn't have any company. And we didn't have any other plans to go anywhere else. The girls were saying, come to Christmas. We had a great time at Christmas. So leave us alone for New Year.
Happy New Year.
Have a little quiet talk together. I would ask you,
how is that home? Very often I'm going out and she doesn't feel.
Come along with me.
You're happy to go.
Yes, he is.
After 50 years, 57, 58 years, she wouldn't say anything else.
But I tell you, home life can be and should be for the people of God, heaven upon earth. A foretaste of glory divine. You got it? I resolve that I'll not only have a good relationship
with the Lord, closer to Him,
but a biblical testimony. Therefore, they are no more twain, but one flesh.
If you are married and you have a wife, you have a husband,
family, make sure that it's a picture of Christ and the church.
Second resolution.
Third resolution. I resolve to demonstrate true agape love to all.
All my resolutions for 2005.
The first resolution involves my personal relationship with God, drawing nigh to God. The second, checking up on my home life. Home life, so important. Wife, children, parents, responsibility. And the Bible is our textbook. It tells us what we ought to know. And the Holy Scriptures, we treat this book so lightly, but may God help us to read it, to understand it, and to obey it.
I looked around at the Breaking Bread meeting of Fort Lauderdale Chapel this morning. I'm a little disappointed that so many who are supposed to be members are not there.
I'm not thinking of those who have traveled from far away,
but those who are just so tired over the festivities of the season, too tired to get from those church. It's a little late.
The Lord knows, but may we resolve to have and demonstrate true agape love to all. Our social contacts.
Sometimes in talking to young people who are getting married, you say that.
Memorize 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Commit it to memory and let it not only sink in your head but in your heart. Now, what does 1 Corinthians chapter 13 say? What's the subject of that chapter? So I must love not only my wife, but my children, and my honor, my father, and my mother, and my relatives, my cousins, and aunts, and uncles, and all members of the family circle, but
agape love. God so loved the world.
Everybody. People that don't look like me, I love them. People that don't talk like me, different language. People that not only are lovely and beautiful, but people who are ugly and have ugly ways, and they may be terrorists or evil devices in the heart that they would do you harm. Be like Jesus on the cross. Those who reviled him, persecuted him, and mocked him in his time of agony and shame. He prayed, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. Lord, oh God, forgive these people.
You know why he prayed that prayer? Because he knows.
And he desired to see them saved. And when he came out of the grave and commissioned his disciples, he says, go into all the world, preach the gospel to every creature, beginning in Jerusalem. That's the same place where they crucified me. Those people that shouted, away with this man. We won't have him to reign over us. I want you to go tell those same people
that I love them.
Tell them that my Father loves them. He sent me into the world, not to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. I wonder if we have a love in our hearts for the perishing, for the lost. Hellbound sinners, what are we doing to rescue them, to pull them as brands from the burning flame? What are we doing to help, to get them to come to Jesus Christ? May the Lord help us to demonstrate true agape love to all. Your tenant
is revenue.
Some landlords are difficult to deal with.
But we've got to love them just the same.
Right? In business, the buyer, the seller, your neighbor next door.
Some neighbors are not so nice. I almost wish we had different neighbors. I know people who
sell their property and move somewhere else.
just because of service of me.
But regardless of the attitude of the people around us, all the social contacts we may have, we have an obligation. And we can have no greater demonstration of love for them than to seek to lead them to Jesus Christ, our Savior. Introduce them to the Lord. That's the greatest favor that you can do to any human being.
Let me tell you a brief story from it first summer. I have a beautiful little granddaughter. And I suppose she was about 7 years old.
Bright and early.
One morning her daddy's going off to work. She hears him.
Daddy, I want to get saved today.
Good. Have Daddy here.
Daddy's in a hurry to go to work now. Yes, but I know you're in a hurry, but I want you to pray with me and show me how to get saved. I want to get saved today.
All right, I promise you this.
As soon as I come home tonight, I'm going to give some time to you.
And we're going to have some prayer on our knees. I'm going to show you how to get saved.
Tonight, Daddy? Yes, when I come home, tonight.
We deal with that matter.
Says, but Daddy, don't you know? Jesus has been waiting for a long time. Waiting for me to open my heart and let him in. I want to do it now.
He
knelt with her.
He told her about the love of Jesus.
Prayed with her. Saved now.
It's the greatest favor he could have given himself.
Introduce her
to Jesus Christ, our blessed Lord, our Savior.
So, all your personal relationship, home life, your social contacts, whoever it may be, family, friends, acquaintances, business people,
do what you can to express
agape
love. Alright.
Number four.
You got the first three?
Alright, number four. I resolve.
This is my determination.
My resolution.
2004.
I resolve to honor the Lord with my finances.
Some people say, well, where does the Lord come into that? Is the Lord not interested in my paycheck and what I do with my money?
Let me tell you something. The Lord is very interested
in your pocket, in your wallet, in your bank account.
He's very interested in how you spend it. Because all that we are, all that we have, belongs. He said, earth is the Lord's, the fullness hereof, the world are they that dwell therein.
And if he entrusts you with something, if he gives you a job, you are a wage earner, you handle some funds,
make sure you understand that you are not the owner, you are a steward. In other words, you're going to have to give an account to the owner
as to how you spend it.
What you do with what he gives to you.
I want to be God. This is my wallet. This is my purse. This is my bank.
Oh, no.
One writer says,
no, nothing that I have my own at all. I just hold it for the giver. My heart, my life, my strength, my all are his and his forever.
Give him his worship. Back in the book of Malachi, Little Testament, can a man will a man of God? And then God doesn't even wait to hear what man has to say about it. He says, Yes, you have robbed me. You robbed me in tithes and offerings.
You know that a portion of what I have given to you should be given back to me for my work, for the spreading of my word.
But you robbed me in that area. May God help us not to be thieves and robbers.
If the word of God hit you in the pocketbook, that's okay. Do good. It's a way to prosperity. Because he says,
when the Lord was here, so he says,
give,
and shall be given unto you. You cannot forgive God. I can tell you a lot of stories about that. What God can do and what he still does.
But honor the Lord with your finances.
That's very important to you. I told you, I give you 5 resolutions. I give you 4. Let's go to number 5.
I resolve to utilize my remaining time to the best possible advantage. What time I have left?
How much time? According to the custom here, we'll provide the chapel. We close off at 12 o'clock. Is that right? But if we go a few minutes beyond, is that okay? Some of you say no. At least when you don't hear the response, you know, that's the conclusion the preacher comes.
Well,
finally, he still has a far way to go. When I say it concludes, I conclude. I have not concluded yet.
What I told you, my final 5th resolution is to utilize my remaining time to the best possible advantage, my mortality.
Through the past few weeks, I've been through a lot of the pain and flow all the way over to
Texas,
San Antonio, Texas, for a beloved relative went to the Lord.
Other parts of the country,
people are passing away. During this past week, the catastrophic calamity among some of the nations, Asia. Sometimes you turn on the news, you hear 120,000, 125,000, 130,000, 140,000 dead. One of the most terrible disasters ever hit planet Earth. Well, it could have been me. It
could have been you. Miami. Hollywood. State of Florida. We could be wiped out in the twinkling of an eye, in a moment of time. So Lord, help me to understand my frailty, my mortality. In the morning we flourish and we are strong. In the evening
we perish. We wither. We are gone.
Wind passes over it.
Bible says it's gone. Days ago, no more time.
A little bit of time left. The little bit that is left, whatever amount it may be, utilize it for the glory of God and to the best possible advantage. Take care of the seconds and the minutes. They're all very important. The hours and the days and the weeks, they'll take care of themselves. But you take care of these small things. And I have something to read for you. If you've got a job to do it now. If it's one you wish you were through with, do it now. If you're sure the job's your own, don't hem and haw and groan, do it now. Don't put off a bit of work, for it doesn't pay to shirk. Do it now. If you want to fill a space and be useful to the race, do it now. Just get up and take your place. Do it now. Don't linger by the way, for you lose if you delay. Do it now. If others follow or postpone, till it's far too late, you hit up a faster gate, for you have no time to wait. Do it now.
Whatever needs to be done, should be done.
We don't know what a day will bring forth. So if you need to fix up your personal business with the Lord, do it now. Personal relationship, draw near to God. Your home life, if it needs any adjustment and rectification, look after that now. The social contacts, care for them now. Your friends, your neighbors, your acquaintances, your finances, when you get home. Some of us think about income tax and IRS and so forth. Make sure that God gets his portion, right? Uncle Sam is looking for his portion. Make sure the Lord gets his portion. Now that's for your time. Think of your mortality. I thank God that the day is not far distant when this mortal shall put on immortality. This corruptible shall put on incorruption. And the Bible says, then shall be brought past saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. The people of God have a glorious future. Do you believe that? Whatever happens, to live, Paul says, me to live, that's Christ. His name will be exalted in my life. To die, that's gain. In other words, he says, to live is good, to die, better still. The Lord has a wonderful plan for you and for me. May God grant that we will make these resolutions and think of them not just as a message to the church, but as a message. Personal relationship, home life, social contacts, finances,
yep.
Mortality. Think about it. And whatever needs to be done,
now. Shall we bow in prayer? Lord, we pray that you'll help us not only to draw near to you as we gather in this auditorium, aware of your presence amongst us. Lord, we pray, Lord, what we have heard this morning will be of some value to us. These resolutions may not be soon forgotten, but that by your grace we'll be enabled, all of your Holy Spirit, to carry through not only the month of January, but February, March, April, right through to the end of the year, because your eye runs to and fro throughout the whole earth, showing yourself strong on the behalf of those whose hearts are perfect toward you. Help us, O Lord, to enjoy 2005 to the fullest as we love you, as we honor you, as we obey you, as we serve you. May we serve acceptably, reverence, and godly. And if there are any in this gathering who are still far from the fold, Lord, may they be drawn with the cords of love to yourself. You are the one that loved us unto blood, loved us enough to die that we might be saved, loved us enough to shed your life's blood to cleanse us from our sins. We thank you for the Calvary's work, and we ask that there may be some response in some heart of someone gathered with us who needs to come into a personal relationship with you, may be a reality in their lives. Even today, we ask it in the worthy name, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.